The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network presents the Teal Report. Here's Dan Ruzanowski.
The Sharks begin a four-game road trip on Long Island at UBS Arena in Elmont against the New York Islanders. San Jose is still searching for that elusive first win at 0-3-2 following the first five games played. The Islanders are 2-3 on the season with victories in their last two contests, a 4-2 win against Edmonton on October 16, and then a wild game in Ottawa on October 18th in which Anders Lee, the Islander captain, scored a very late third-period goal to propel his team to a 5-4 regulation victory. The Sharks have had the other side of that proverbial coin. A good effort against the Pittsburgh Penguins on Los Tiburones night at SAP Center. However, on Saturday, unfortunately, they ran into the hot goaltender named Tristan Jarry, who stopped all 31 San Jose Sharks shots to get the shutout and a 3-0 win. Through all of these challenges, the Sharks have been maintaining a positive attitude. And Macklin Celebrini talked about that challenge and how the team is handling it heading into this trip.
I think we've done a pretty good job. I mean, our message is this isn't where we want to be at this point in the season. Only team in the league without a win, but I mean, we have a good group to just kind of keep working and keep our head down and know that it'll come. I mean, we've done a lot of really, really good things, and I think it's just a matter of time.
Without question, Celebrini, one of the alternate captains this season, says the team is not panicking, even though they've played five games without a victory.
Yeah, I mean, it's also early in the year. It's five games in, so no need to hit the panic button.
Celebrini adds that the team is very confident that things are starting to turn in the right direction.
Yeah, for sure, and we know we can play better. We know what we have in here, and I mean, we see it in video and see it in the game in real time. Like, we know what we need to do. It's just about kind of executing on our plan.
One of the exciting storylines in this game tonight is that several number one overall picks and the number one and number two overall pick in this most recent draft are all playing in this contest. Last year, Macklin Celebrini was the number one overall draft selection, and this season, the Islanders picked Matthew Schaefer, an outstanding young defenseman, number one overall. You combine that with the fact that Sam Dickinson, the 11th overall choice last year by the Sharks, is an offensively-minded OHL product, as is Schaefer, and you have several different types of connecting stories that you can draw upon. Let's start with Macklin Celebrini, who understands the storyline with Schaefer, and he says he looks forward to it.
Especially with how highly, I think we've all seen how highly everyone's talking about Matthew and the impact that he's been able to have on his team and what he's been able to do in a short amount of time, I think. I mean, everyone sees it. He's the number one pick, so he gets a lot of attention. And I think I think it'll be a challenge.
Michael Misa, for his part, the second overall pick in the draft in which Schaefer was selected number one, is really looking forward to facing his former nemesis in the OHL in tonight's game.
You know, I've known him for a while now. We're pretty good friends, so it's cool to see what he's doing over there. And, I wish nothing but the best for him in his career. He's going to have a long one, so, I'm excited to play him.
Does it surprise Misa that Schaefer is playing so well with points in five straight games to begin his NHL career?
Not really. Just how good of a, skater he is and the way he plays the game, you knew he was going to come in and, make an impact right away. So, it's going to be, tough playing against them, but, it's exciting.
How about the whole number one versus number two pick scenario?
I think there'll definitely be some You know, it's like little competition on the inside. We, you know, he went one, I went two, so it's you know, a match I've been, you know, looking for, and you know, I'm excited for it.
Hockey players go back a long way, especially the elite ones. They often play on the same team or certainly against each other for much of their careers and lives, especially if they're from the same state or the same province. When did Misa actually get to know Schaefer that well?
At the start of this year was like the first, like, kind of, because I played with him a lot this year in terms of, you know, those prospect games or some in the summer showcase for the World Juniors, just getting to know him. I skate with him in the summer, so just getting to know him over the last couple of years. It's been great. He's a great guy.
Celebrini really doesn't know Schaefer all that well, but he certainly has a comment about how the young man is playing.
Honestly, I haven't seen too much, but I mean, for what I have seen, he seems like he's doing just fine here.
All of these youngsters are a big part of the future of not only these two teams, but of the entire National Hockey League. And head coach Ryan Warsawski says that with all these players in tonight, it's going to be a lot of fun for the fans watching and listening.
Yeah, it's going to be fun for the fan. Hopefully we can keep the guy on the other side quiet tonight, but it's great for the game of hockey. It's great for the National Hockey League. You're obviously seeing in the last few years a lot of youth come into the league, and obviously we have two bright ones in Mac and Will and two that are right behind them in Michael and Dickinson. So it'll be an exciting game, and we've got to keep those guys quiet.
The Teal Report will continue from Long Island right after this on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
The doctor will see you now.
But do they really? Do they see you as a mother who's a daughter and a caregiver? Fearless but sometimes fearful? A health nut with a French fry habit? An O-positive geologist named Patty, who's here today for a melanoma exam? At Kaiser Permanente, we believe the only way to care for all of you is by seeing all that is you. Kaiser Permanente, for all that is you. Learn more at kp.org.
Face Off Inside the NHL returns, taking you deeper behind the scenes than ever before. See it all from the star-studded Four Nations Face Off Tournament.
Us against the world, boys.
To the adrenaline of the Stanley Cup playoffs.
I'm scared of you guys.
With candid interviews and backstage access, experience the sacrifice, the rivalries, and the determination that define NHL greatness.
Just when I thought last year couldn't be topped, here we are.
A new season of Face Off Inside the NHL. Watch now only on Prime Video.
The Sharks are circling.
That is how it is done.
Catch the action at Casino Matrix, your go-to spot for watching games, amazing food, and nonstop fun. The home of the Bay Area's best progressive jackpot. Start or end your night with happy hour twice daily. No matter the play, the celebration begins here. Over 100 giant screens, 49 gaming tables, Zone 8 Sports Bar and Grill and Sushi Confidential. Just 8 minutes from the SAP Center, off Highway 101 near the San Jose Airport. Casino Matrix, just drop in. Please gamble responsibly. 1-800-GAMBLER.
He scores!
The San Jose Sharks audio network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
For tonight's game against the New York Islanders, Yaroslav Askarov gets the start and goal for San Jose, while on the other side of the ice, fellow Russian Ilya Sorokin gets the opportunity to play against the younger Russian netminder. The coaching staff has changed the lines around a little bit, reuniting the sleepover line with Macklin Celebrini and Will Smith put together with Tyler Toffoli on the left wing side. Toffoli says that getting together with the two youngsters is something that's fun, but it's also something that has had a lot of good chemistry in the past.
Yeah, I think last year when we got put together, we did some really good things, and I think the biggest thing for us is making sure that we're working to get pucks back and possessing pucks and not throwing it away. So that's definitely one of the things that was sort of emphasized when we kind of learned that we might be playing together, and we'll see what happens tonight.
Coach Ryan Warsawski says that dealing with a strong Islander forward group is going to be one of the more important challenges of tonight's contest.
Yeah, there's, you know, you feel like every time you come in here, this is a team that competes and works extremely hard. You could probably say that for the last 20 years, really. They just compete and they lay it all out there. They're big up front, you know, Anders Lee and you know, and Palmieri that are big, heavy wingers and forwards. You got to push them away from our net. So it's gonna come. We got to manage the puck. We're gonna make sure we're really sound, stout defensively, and we know that offense will come from that.
Join Alex Stalock and me for all of the exciting coverage of the Sharks and the Islanders starting at 3:30 Pacific time, right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. Until then, that's the Teal Report today.
For the complete Teal Report and more great Sharks content, go to sjsharks.com/listen.